Welcome to Heart of the Home. I'm Claire Cameron. Overwhelmed mums and women sick of just getting through your days, join me for adventures in decluttering, organising and simplifying our lives with a little woo and a lot of love. Are you ready? Hello, you are listening to From the Heart of the Home, episode number 15. Today I am talking Mum Care Mondays. Now it's not a Monday when I'm releasing this, but in my free Facebook community, which you can join by going to clairekcreations.com/community, we would love to have you in there. But on Mondays, I talk about mum care. So it's Mum Care Mondays. And I share what I'm doing for myself that week or that day to make some time for me. And in this episode, I am going to share with you 10 ideas for mum care that are realistic, that you can do with little kids around you, and that will give you just a little bit of time for yourself to take a step back, to breathe, to brighten your mood, or just give yourself a little bit of a lift. Because if we don't look after ourselves, we can't look after other people. You know, fit your mask before you fit someone else's. You can't pour from an empty cup. I could go on and on and on, but I won't. So I'm going to instead share with you 10 little things that you can do for mum care every day. I challenge you to pick one each day to take a little bit of care for yourself. Now these take less than 5 minutes. Yes, they all take less than 5 minutes except number 10. But they can all be done with kids around. They're not tips like go for a walk on the beach or unrealistic things like that. You don't need a babysitter. These are really simple, quick things. All right, I will start with number one. Number one, mum care, is to step outside into the sun. If the sun is out, you can step outside into the rain if the sun's not out, but face the sun. Don't look directly into the sun. Please don't do that. I don't want to be in charge for burning your retinas out. So face the sun with your eyes closed and just breathe in the heat for a minute. And you can have kids running around your feet, grabbing at you. Maybe do it in the yard with a gate closed. Don't close your eyes while the kids are out near the road. But just look towards the sun with your eyes closed and breathe. And just that little bit of sun, a little bit of vitamin D, a nice boost for you, can give you a lift. And breathe in some fresh air. Try and listen to what's around you. Take it all in. And just be there for yourself for just a minute, not for anybody else. Wow, I got a little bit too zen imagining that. Okay, number two. Put your favorite song on your phone, jump on Spotify, play it and sing and dance like a crazy lady. Let the kids laugh at you. Let them yell at you, "Mommy, stop it, I don't like that song." Maybe hold your phone in your hand so they can't take it away. Mine once took my phone and put it in a cupboard to stop the music because they couldn't figure out how to turn it off. So grab that song, something that makes you happy, that always gives you a lift, and sing your heart out. This is actually scientifically proven to boost your mood and relieve anxiety. I'm not going to go into the details of that because I'm not 100% sure, but my good friend Alison Davies, if you don't follow her, you should. I'll pop a link to her website in the show notes, but she taught me that one on the power of singing out loud in helping with anxiety. And, you know, just giving you a mood boost and some time for yourself, of course. Choosing your favourite song, not the Wheels on the Bus, not the Wiggles, not Justine, whatever her name is, the Queen of ABC Kids. Picking a song just for you. Number three is to lie flat on the floor or lie with your legs up the wall. Now, the challenge with this is not getting body slammed by your children, but just lying flat on the floor, on a hard floor, not on the bed, preferably on the floor, just gives you a second to sort of realign your body. And putting your legs up the wall is even better. I don't know what scientifically how it does it, but really relaxing. It realigns your hips. I was taught this originally by a massage therapist years ago when I used to run, which I'd really like to get back into, side note, but it aligns your hips and helps to relax you. So it's not often that we are inverted, having our feet above our head. Most of the time, our feet are below our heads. So it's something to do with the reversing the blood flow. Anyway, just trust me on this one. It works and it feels amazing. So just lying on the floor or lying with your feet up the wall just for a couple of minutes. Put your hands protectively over your chest area so you don't get bashed in the boobs. And try to ignore the chaos around you if there is chaos around you. Take a few breaths. Number four does not involve possible injury. Number four is to pick a few flowers or even leaves from around the garden and put them in a vase. I have some palm fronds that I cut off the really little ones. I don't know what they're called, golden cane maybe. So I cut off the really little palm fronds and stuck them in a vase on my sideboard. And it looks really cool. Costs nothing. And it just gives me a little bit of a boost when I look at it. It makes me smile, and that's something just for me. And if you want to check that out, you can have a look at my Instagram. I posted a photo of it just recently. But it's just little things like that. So the act of actually going out and cutting it and doing something for yourself. And you can take the kids with you as well. Get them to get in on the adventure. Maybe they can pick some flowers for their bedrooms. Just something little and special and taking a moment out of your day. Number five, good old colouring in. Now, this is not going to be going to sit in a quiet corner and colour in some mandalas. Although if you have mandalas, feel free. But this is something that you can do with the kids as well. But do something for you. So my favourite is I just Google free colouring in pages and then whatever subject I want. Usually I end up colouring in kids' things. But just actually sitting there and focusing on something that's not trying to and turn off all the thoughts that are going around and around in your head of what you've got to do, where you've got to be, and focusing on doing something with your hands. So good for taking a little bit of a time out. And you know, you might have something pretty to show for it afterwards. The only thing that can go wrong with this is when the kids draw on your colouring in and ruin your beautiful picture. I can't stop that. But I can say that colouring in is a really nice little thing that you can do for mum care. And I have to say, I also do it sometimes at night, just for, you know, 5 minutes by myself. It's just a nice little thing to do. Number six, also art related, as is number seven, is to do like a little YouTube tutorial of something. Now, this can be craft with the kids. It can be drawing. Maybe you could draw something. Show the kids that you can draw something. Or, you know what, whack a TV on and do something for yourself. Something you've always wanted to learn how to do. Look it up on YouTube and have a go at it. Something little, like drawing or, you know, calligraphy, writing a certain way. Something like that that's little, quick, and something that's different and getting your hands involved. So we spend so much of our time in our heads thinking about all the stuff that we've got going on, everything that we've got to do, worrying about everybody. By doing things with our heads, it makes us focus, doing things with our hands rather, it makes us focus, takes focus out of our head and into the moment. So it's being mindful without having to think about mindfulness, and really good for our brains and to calm us down. So So number seven is similarly along the lines. You know what? I'm going to combine it. Origami. So it's another one from YouTube. It's really quick. It's really satisfying. There are so many tutorials on YouTube for origami. And you just buy the origami paper, I think from Kmart or the junk shops, $2 for a stack of it. Get the kids to give you something that they want, a dinosaur. Go and you make a little dinosaur. It's not technically mum time, like you, it's not you choosing something just for you, which I know I said is the point of mum time, but it's taking time for yourself to do something that's really good for you, which is using your hands instead of being in your head, to give, bring you back into the moment, which is mum care. So I'm probably confusing you a little bit here, but it's again, the point of mum care is to look after yourself. But one thing that you can do to look after yourself is to get out of your head and into the moment more. So that's what doing those artistic sort of things do. So number seven is to phone a friend. We know how good we feel after we have a chat with a girlfriend or a male friend or just a friend. Ring them, even if they've got kids screaming in the background as well, just have a chat for a minute, ask how they're going, tell them a story, share your highs, your lows, just chat with somebody that's not a little kid for a little bit, can make you feel amazing. Number eight is to just close your eyes for a second and take a few deep breaths. I don't know if anybody else out there still watches Grey's Anatomy, but there's an episode where Amelia Shepherd, who is a neurosurgeon, she talks about the superhero pose. So it's scientifically proven that if you stand in the superhero pose, so with your hands on your hips, elbows and shoulders back, head up a little bit, and feet about hip width apart, stand as tall as you can, it can make you feel more powerful, more confident, calm, in control. Something that we don't often feel around children. So by closing your eyes and breathing in the superhero pose can bring you back, calm you down, and make you feel more confident. I don't know if other people sometimes doubt their abilities when parenting. Probably not the best thing to admit to, but I doubt my abilities all the time. That is one thing that can bring you back. And you know what? You can get the kids involved too. Let's be superheroes. A nice way to sneak some breathing in and just a few deep breaths right into your belly can again take you out of your head, into your body, and really calm you down. Number nine is to do some exercise. Now, I said these weren't things that you had to get a babysitter for or have someone to look after the kids. Exercise, there are so many different ways to do it. But one of my favorites that I have mentioned before is YouTube. There are so many different exercise classes on YouTube that you can pop something on. You can do it with the kids if you want to, but it's also time for you. So you get to do some exercise, make yourself feel a bit energized, feel like you're nourishing your body, taking care of your body, taking care of yourself, not just others. And really, you can look up anything. Step classes, yoga, dancing classes, aerobics, whatever takes your fancy, just search for it on YouTube. Whack it on the TV and go for it. Number 10 is to drink lemon tea in the morning. So if you've been following my website for a while, you'll know I talk about lemon tea all the time. So I have been having lemon tea in the mornings for 5 years now. So every morning when I get up, as soon as I go into the kitchen, I boil the kettle. Even all through since I've had kids, boil the kettle, put a squeeze of lemon in a cup, pour the boiling water over it, put a bit of cool water in it, and drink it every single morning. That's how I start my day. And it's become a habit now. I just do it. I don't even think about it. But it's taking a moment for myself and doing something for myself. Two, it has so many health benefits, which I'll link to my post on lemon tea. And also in that post, I share a little tip for making it a lot easier than having to cut lemon, because, you know, not that it's a huge deal to cut lemon, but if there's an easier way to do things, you know I'm going to find it. So I'll share with you my extra quick tip to make it something that you can actually achieve every morning. And I've forgotten what my third point was, but it's just a lovely thing to do for yourself. There are, as I said, so many health benefits. It's a great little time out for yourself. So those are my 10 tips for mum care, or 10 ideas for mum care. So I'll run through them again. Step outside into the sun, whack on your favorite song and dance. Number 3 is to lie on the floor flat or with your legs up the wall. Number 4, pick some flowers or some greenery and pop it in a vase somewhere where you see it and it'll make you smile. Number 5 is to do some coloring in. Number 6 is to do some sort of art, something a bit arts and crafty from YouTube, whether it's origami, drawing, painting, calligraphy. Number 7 is to phone a friend and have a chat. Number 8, close your eyes and breathe. Be a superhero. Get that power back. Number 9 is to exercise. Jump on YouTube and search for your favorite thing and go for it. Number 10 is to try lemon tea in the morning. I would love to hear if you try any of these. If you join in the Claire Care Creations community on Facebook, we'd love to have you, and you can share what you've done on Mum Care Mondays and get more ideas from me. I share another tip every Monday. So that, again, to join is clairekcreations.com/community, and we would love to have you. Also, if you would like even more ideas, I have a 30 days of mum care free printable that you can get if you go to clairekcreations.com/mumcare, and I'll put a link to that in the show notes. Thanks for listening to From the Heart of the Home. If you are a mum who is sick of the overwhelm and ready to ditch it, then I would love to have you in the From the Heart of the Home free Facebook group. To join, go to clairekcreations.com/Facebook group. And I look forward to seeing you there. And if you enjoy this podcast, then I would love for you to share it with your mum friends. See you next time.